From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is blues guitarist Chris Kane. Hey, Chris.
Hey, thank you, Ms. Janae, for having me on your wonderful show. I really am honored to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here. Chris's latest album, Raising Cane, is due out later this year, but you can listen to his latest single, I Got Off Cheap, which is available now from Alligator Records. But right now, we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do.
Because the way I see it, partner, I believe I got off cheap. Her and her lazy cousin used to lay around all day.
First up is Club Fox Wednesday Blues. Redwood City's Club Fox has launched this weekly live stream, and this unique project allows music lovers and artists to enjoy the live music experience through high-def and high-fidelity streaming events. So, Chris, tell us about Club Fox. What do you like about it as an artist?
I like the fact that it's like an old theater. Next, and then the club is like part of the next part of the theater. So it's an old theater that they have bigger concerts in, but it's a nice little club. And it's intimate enough where you can kind of really be up on the band and still be where everybody is. And it's just a fun, I like the feeling there a lot.
That's the Club Fox Wednesday Blues weekly concert series available online. And we'll have a link for that later. Your next pick is something anyone can enjoy, no computer or phone required, and that is gardening. So, Chris, I know you're not touring right now. You're chilling at home. Tell us about, you know, your gardening routine and how it's helped you during this pandemic.
Susie planted...
And who's Susie? And who's Susie, so we know.
Susie's my love, and she is also like a zookeeper, having to live with me, you know, but... She has made these gardens. She had one in her other home. It was like, you could go out, and as soon as you sit there, it's just, it's very, it's good for just being quiet, and it would be great if you're meditating or something. They're just, she has a way of setting the yard up that it's, it looks like special, you know? And I think that's a gift. And my mother always liked to grow roses and things, and so Sue has roses out here and things, and I'll trim them, you know, and water, you know, I put dirt on water. That's what I know how to do. It's really, I just feel like it's a positive thing. And, yeah. You know, it's just time just goes by. And, I mean, you know, the dogs and cats are out there. It's just, to me, it's, I didn't realize you could have that much fun during the day without spending a lot of cash. I just didn't know it was out there in the yard.
All right, so get in the dirt and do some gardening. And Chris's partner, Susie, suggests checking out the Western Garden Book to help you get started. And your final pick is Can't Stop the Blues, which is a virtual blues venue. Watch shows on their Facebook page, which features multiple artists in different places around the world, and fans get to interact directly with the musicians on social media. And many of the shows are recorded at Greaseland Studios in San Jose. Now, Chris, you follow this site, and one of your shows just streamed on the platform. Tell us about the site, Can't Stop the Blues, and your experience performing at Greaseland Studios.
Well, you know, Kid Anderson runs Greaseland, and you know, I love a studio situation, but he is like a person that like can, the psychology he uses in the studio, if people get nervous or anything, he has a way about him, and you, and I mean, I've had such fun recording there. It's just like the feeling and the vibe. He's a beautiful person, and he's just born to do that, and so anytime you're over there, the people will be coming by there that are like very interesting artists of different genres and things. So it's a great, I mean, I would move in there really if he let me, because it's just fun all the time. But I've never had so much fun in a studio situation as that. It's just really relaxing, and you just do it, and there's no concerns. He knows what he's doing. And so it's a fun place. It's like in the middle of a neighborhood on Union Avenue. And, you know, it's like this big old piano sitting on the porch that's like been there forever. And And then the whole house is just like in the kitchen, it's like the grand piano, and so like the whole house is, you know, like a studio, but it's a beautiful place. I just feel lucky that I made some records here.
That's Can't Stop the Blues concerts on Facebook every Thursday through Sunday at 6 p.m. Shows are streamed live and posted afterwards on YouTube. I've been speaking with blues artist Chris Kane. His latest single, I Believe I Got Off Cheap, is available now. And look out for his new album, Raising Kane, later this year. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by Precious Green. I'm Janae Darton.